Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh. Now, in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Edward Bond. The dates of Edward Bond are from 1934 to 2024. Okay? He was an English playwright as well as a theatre director, as well as a screenwriter. Okay? And he has authored around 50 plays. And all of these 50 plays can be said to be experimental in nature. Okay? And these plays broadly explore themes of violence, themes of imperialism or deal with imperialism, economic exploitation, war, apartheid, and even social responsibility. And his plays are known for their controversial depiction of violence as well as radical statements about modern theatre and society. Okay? Now, amongst his famous plays are, one is called Lear, okay? L-E-A-R, Lear, after that Saved, S-A-V-E-D, okay? S-A-V-E-D, Saved, after that Sea, okay? The Sea, and then The Fool, okay? The Fool. उसके बाद एक और वर्क है इनका, इट्स कॉल्ड नैरो रोड टू द डीप साउथ, ठीक है, नैरो रोड टू द डीप साउथ. आफ्टर दैट अनदर प्ले इज देयर कॉल्ड रेस्टोरेशन, ठीक है, रेस्टोरेशन. नाउ लेट मी रीड आउट हाउ अ क्रिटिक डिस्क्राइब्स द वर्क्स ऑफ एडवर्ड बॉन्ड, ठीक है. कोट, एडवर्ड बॉन्ड्स प्ले कॉल्ड सेव्ड, विच केम आउट इन 1965, कॉज्ड कंसिडरेबल कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी व्हेन सेंसरशिप वॉज स्टिल इन फोर्स इन ग्रेट ब्रिटेन because of the staged stoning to death of a baby, okay? It caused considerable controversy because of the staged stoning to death of a baby. But Saved emerges as a key play in the recent political development of the theatre, okay? Bond's play called Lear, okay? Lear, which came out in 1971, takes Shakespeare's tragedy as a starting point for an examination of human cruelty. It is interesting that Edward Bond and Samuel Beckett should examine the geography of the human soul in divergent ways, concentrating on cruelty and on despair respectively. Matlab, Edward Bond concentrates on cruelty, whereas the plays of Samuel Beckett concentrate on despair, as we all know, Waiting for Godot, right? But with reference, direct or indirect, to the Shakespearean tragedy, which critics have always seen as the most pessimistic. This is a reflection of the rediscovery of the power of the theatre as a vehicle for the deeper examination and discussion of issues which writers like Ibsen and Shaw had initiated and which continues to be a focus for the drama. Unquote. Okay? Now, furthermore, this critic says, quote, Bond's play called Bingo, B-I-N-G-O, Bingo, which came out in 1973, actually puts the character of Shakespeare on stage in an examination of the clash between artistic and capitalist values. The play shows Shakespeare in his retirement in Stratford as a property owner rather than the cultural colossus history has made him. Bond's Marxist viewpoint makes Shakespeare a class enemy, an enemy of the people, in his support for the enclosures of common land. Okay, pay attention to this line, that Shakespeare, a class enemy, an enemy of the people, in his support for the enclosures of common land. Now, if you are aware of the enclosure movement which happened in England much earlier, before the Industrial Revolution, the reference here is to that. Okay? On the cultural level, an encounter with Ben Jonson also undermines the traditional ideas of Shakespeare, the man and the playwright. Unquote. Okay? So, this is what this critic says about the plays of Edward Bond. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that Edward Bond is one of the most important playwrights in the post-World War II era. Or in post-modern literature, he is a very important playwright. And from an exam point of view, you should remember the names of at least some of his important and famous plays, such as Saved, okay, uske baad Lear, and then Bingo, okay, in which the character of Shakespeare is there, right? B-I-N-G-O, Bingo. After that, some other plays which are important, such as Narrow Road to the Deep South, okay, The Sea, okay, The Sea, uske baad The Fool, okay, The Fool, and then we have Restoration, okay, Restoration, this is a name, okay.